Jim McGovern is the chairman of the powerful Rules Committee in the House of Representatives. He's the chief traffic cop. If he says go, you go. If he says red light, you stop. So let's start on the Green New Deal. There are those people who are going around the country saying, if this program passed by some of the progressives in the House were to happen, it would break the country. True or false?
That's just false. I mean, you know, it's just ridiculous to some of the things that the opponents and critics are saying. I mean, basically, the Green New Deal is a set of goals and aspirations. And we need to, you know, agree that that's where we want to go, and then we need to fill in the blanks. So, you know, if you care about this planet, if you believe that, you know, global, if you believe that climate change is for real, if you believe that there's opportunity in terms of job creation, if we combat climate change by, you know, investing in green technologies, then you should be for the Green New Deal. I mean, this is a good thing. And, you know, I represent a lot of farmers. I crisscross my district every year meeting with these farmers. They tell me that climate change is real. They tell me that things are happening, these extreme weather patterns, these extreme droughts where even their wells dry up. I mean, they know something's going on, and yet some members of Congress are clueless. I mean, turn on the TV, you'll see glaciers the size of Manhattan breaking off of, you know, and falling into the sea. So, I mean, this is real. And, you know, people can stick their heads in the sand and say it's not, and, you know, and or shill for the fossil fuel industry. But the bottom line is that we ought to be moving in this direction. And what gives me hope is that a lot of young people, not just college students, but high school students and middle school students, are organizing to say we care about our planet. And we believe that we can create millions and millions of new jobs if we take this issue seriously.
Let me go to the Trump budget. In New York State, we call the budget the big ugly. Is there anything in there that you've considered to be so potent and dangerous that you'd want to talk out about it?
Everything. He cuts everything except he increases the defense budget and money for Homeland Security. Look, budgets are moral documents. I mean, they basically show what we believe and what we value. And if you look at his budget, I mean, everything that I value, he obliterates. I mean, he eliminates international food aid programs. He cuts every domestic program, including Medicare and Medicaid. I mean, he cuts the EPA. He decimates the EPA. Look, we, you know, some of the monies from the EPA go to clean up brownfields so we can basically utilize that land again and encourage smart development. I mean, every education is cut. Everything is cut. And he even tried to cut the money for the Special Olympics, but the pushback was so bad that he said that he changed his mind. He overrode his own people. I was puzzled by that because it is the Trump budget. So I don't know. He maybe overrode himself. But the bottom line is this is an awful, awful statement of values.
I heard you threw it in the garbage.
I did. I put it in my recycling bin because I believe in recycling.
Oh, yeah. Much better.
but it's a piece of junk, and really it shows how out of touch this president is about what the realities are in this country and around the world. And it shows a shocking ignorance about the benefits of some of these programs that he's cutting.
So what happens next? In other words, the House will pass its own version, right? These budgets originate in the House.
Right. Yeah, and the Republicans will not want to take his budget up because, quite frankly, they know that they couldn't defend it back home.
So does it get negotiated?
Yeah, I mean, I think the issue right now is going to be you know, a negotiation between the House and Senate about, you know, what are the spending caps? I mean, how much can we spend on domestic priorities and how much, you know, on defense? And some of us want parity between defense and domestic spending. I believe there ought to be more money spent on domestic priorities. And that's where the battle is going to be. And I think we're spending, to be honest with you, too much on the military. I mean, we're building weapon systems that are obsolete. We're building more nuclear weapons at a time when we should be talking about abolishing nuclear weapons. I mean, I think we ought to have a real candid conversation about what national security means. And I, I'll tell you, it means more than the number of bombs we have. It also means whether people have housing, whether they have food, whether they, you know, whether our roads and our bridges are safe. You know, I mean, it encompasses, you know, whether the water we drink is pure or the air we breathe is clean. I mean, all those things are part of our national security, and yet so many of these domestic priorities get shortchanged because, you know, you have White Houses that say, you know, we have to put more into defense. We need a tough defense and a tough military, but we need a lean one as well, one that's efficient and one that's effective, but not one that's overbloated.
So now, Jim McGovern, the president, President Trump, wants to set up another Star Wars model on the Ronald Reagan system, which will cost billions and billions of dollars. What do you make of that?
I think it's a stupid idea, and it will bankrupt us. Basically, what Trump is suggesting, like Reagan did before, was extending the arms race into outer space. You know, we develop anti-satellite weapons to knock out, you know, satellites, Russian satellites or Chinese satellites. They develop anti-satellite weapons to do the same thing. We build this, you know, space-based ballistic missile defense system. They build one. You know, we just extend the arms race into outer space. You know, rather than doing that, I mean, maybe we got to sit down and negotiate sensible, verifiable arms control agreements. That, to me, seems like a smarter way to proceed and a less costly way to proceed. The more you spend on an arms race in outer space, the less you're going to spend on, you know, building up our infrastructure here in the United States, the less we're going to spend on health care and on education or even reducing our deficit and our debt.
There's terrible things going on in Yemen right now. I got a couple of minutes. I'd like to. Yeah. We Americans don't really project ourselves into these places like Yemen, but it's as bad as it gets, isn't it?
It's horrible. Yemen is the worst, one of the worst humanitarian crises on the planet. The Saudi government has launched a war against the Yemeni's people that is horrific. They're dropping bombs on weddings, on funerals, on school buses. And every one of those bombs that gets dropped says made in the USA on it. And we ought to be outraged by that. And so Congress, by the way, this is the Senate and the House, both passed a war powers resolution that's been sent to the White House. And we'll see what the president does, basically saying the United States should end any support for the war in Yemen. We'll see whether the president signs it or not. He seems to be totally enamored with the Saudi leadership, so he is threatening to veto it. But the bottom line is we should not be party in any way, shape, or form to that kind of brutality. And so I'm proud of both the Republican Senate and the Democratic House for actually doing the right thing and sending this resolution to the president. I hope he signs it. We'll wait and see.
Jim McGovern is the chairman of the Rules Committee. He's from Massachusetts, the next door district to the one I live in. He's a Democrat. He's been in office since 1997, and he is one of my favorite people in the House of Representatives because he tends to speak truth to power. Thank you so much for being with us, Jim.
It's great to be with you. Thanks.